Christian Audio presents The Essential Guide to Prayer, How to Pray with Power and Effectiveness by Dutch Sheets, narrated by John Pruden. Chapter 1. The Priority of Intercession. I recall what it was like when I was courting my wife, Cece. I was so in love with her that interest in everything else paled in comparison. I thought of her in the morning when I awakened, and she was on my mind when I went to sleep at night. When we were separated by distance, I was miserable and wrote to her nearly every day. When the time of separation ended and we were together again, I wanted her to always be at my side. Her company was and remains my greatest earthly joy. I like to think of my prayer times as courting God. Sometimes I refer to them as prayer visits, conversing with God as I would with a close family member or friend. I no doubt spend more time doing this than I do making requests. The famous verse in Proverbs that says, "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths," Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6, New King James Version, could be translated, "In all your courting, seek intimacy with him first." In other words, we are to court God ahead of people, money, success, or any other thing we might seek. As we do, this becomes our greatest motivation for prayer. The following is a striking example of the motivating power of love. Alvin Strait, a 73-year-old man from Lawrence, Iowa, wanted to visit his 80-year-old brother in Blue River, Wisconsin, who had recently suffered a stroke. The only problem was Alvin didn't have a driver's license due to his poor eyesight. Evidently not willing to take a bus, train, or plane, he had to come up with another solution. Out of determination to see his brother in 1994, Alvin climbed aboard his 1966 John Deere tractor lawnmower and drove it several hundred miles, a journey of many weeks, to Blue River, Wisconsin. What a demonstration of the power of love. Mr. Strait's motivation for such a journey was found in his love for his brother. We, too, are beginning a journey, one of learning to intercede. Our motivation for prayer will always be found in the power of love. As believers in Jesus Christ, we have been invited into a loving relationship with God as Father and friend. This relationship is the first priority of intercession, and our journey must begin here. All of our Christian endeavors, including prayer, should be born out of intimacy with Him. Paul said to the Corinthians, "But I am afraid, lest as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds should be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ." 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Devotion, our relationship with Christ, doesn't need to be complex. Life itself can be a bit overwhelming, and the last thing we need is a complicated walk with God. Relationship with Jesus must be kept pure and simple. Introducing you to any facet of prayer without making this clear would set you up for frustration and eventual failure. Our motivation for prayer must be relationship, communing with God. I emphasize this not because it's true, but also because our human tendencies and needs sometimes cause us to miss this critical starting place in prayer. We are so often cart before the horse people. Of the three possible motives and starting points for prayer, communing with God, our needs, and the needs of others, we often begin with the second or third. However, when Jesus was asked to teach his disciples to pray, he didn't begin with, "Our provider who art in heaven, generous be thy name." Nor did he encourage us to start with, "Our master who art in heaven, assignment giver be thy name." No. Jesus settled the matter once and for all in the only model prayer he ever gave us when he instructed us to begin this way, "Our Father." See Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Why is this so important? Because no relationship built around using another person becomes lasting and meaningful. On the other hand, loving relationships built around true communion and the pleasure of friendship always result in the serving of one another. Paul said his love for God, not duty or reward, constrained him to serve God. See 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?